This is a foundation for ed equity presentation.
Alternative perspectives to assessments. Has our view on assessments changed slightly compared to last week? This is a continuation of the thought I presented last week on snapping out of traditional assessments. Traditional assessments might be easy to quantify and less demanding administratively, but they do lose their essence most of the time. Let us consider a very popular form of assessment, the LSRWV. For those who are not well versed with LSRWV, it is an abbreviation for listening, speaking, reading, writing, and viewing. The LSRWV is comparatively wholesome compared to the only writing, or traditional, form of assessments. Today, let us just focus on the L from the LSRWV. Here is a sample of a typical listening form of assessment. Listen to the following audio.
The tree is not green. The tree is not red. The tree is not yellow. The tree is purple.
Now, answer the following questions. Question 1. What was the color of the tree? A. Green. B. Red. C. Yellow. D. Purple. So on and so forth. Before we proceed any further, I would present my views both as an educator and as a learner throughout the article. Now, as an educator, I find grading multiple choice questions easy. The answers are fixed and the correction process is not time-taking. But when I wear a learner's hat, I feel an unfair treatment. I feel that the purpose of a listening assessment is to check if I am a good listener or not. But, by solving a few multiple choice questions, does it really give clarity on my listening candidature? What about giving me options to assess if my listening skills are good? Now, as an educator, I present to you a few methods to assess the listening candidature of a learner. The audio can be the same for all learners, but the method they want to present their understanding can be their decision. First, let us talk about the type of audios we select for assessments. The most boring one would be an informative audio presentation, where the narrator bombards you with information. A learner would only listen to this if their marks or grades are associated with this activity. Whether any learner would listen to this with enthusiasm and willingness is debatable. But we do have the option of providing the learner with many other types of audio. We can present the learners with songs, or rhymes, based on their age group. A short story is always an option. With the changing trends, the inclusion of podcasts will eventually become inevitable. What can be given in an audio format might have many other possibilities, but the crucial question is how to assess. After listening, the learners can be given an option to present their understanding in any form that they feel most comfortable with. A song's essence or understanding can be represented as a painting, a dance form, a mime, or even a written summary of the audio. When a learner represents his or her understanding through a painting or a drawing, how would it be assessed? The parameters to check in the art piece for the understanding of the learner would be whether or not the learner has covered all crucial aspects of the song. Has the theme of the song been covered in the painting? Let us take the example of the song My Favorite Things by Julie Andrews.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. In white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. Whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with a moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. In white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so.
This song represents what her favorite things are and how they comfort her when something unpleasant happens. A painting or a drawing representing comfort and the items representing comfort are enough proof that the learner has listened to the song and has, in fact, understood the mood of the song. Let us take another example. Let's take a short story as an audio presentation given to learners. We can give them a portion of the story to listen to. It could include all the characters and the scene setup, and a progression of the character arc. The assessment could be for the learners to give an ending to the story. This ending cannot be tangential to the given facts, or the character cannot be changed, and a few more limitations can be conversed about before beginning the assessment. If the learner has not heard the story properly, they would not be able to give it a logical and creative ending. Let us take the famous tortoise and hare story. If the learners have heard till the point where the hare goes to sleep and time passes by, they could come up with various endings, some of which could be that the hare woke up at the last minute and put in extra efforts to reach the final line, or the tortoise also took a little bit of rest, but continued slowly and won the race. And the possibilities are endless. It is needless to say that I took the example of the story of the tortoise and hare because everyone has read it, I assume. But a story with more characters and plots can be used to assess learners based on their age level. These were just two such examples that I covered, which would be different from traditional assessment methods for assessing listening as a skill. If you do have any more methods for assessing listening as a skill, do write to us at connections@edequity.org. We will meet again to discuss other forms of assessments and their method of implementation that is modern.
Thank you for listening. This was a Foundation for Ed Equity presentation.